Hi, and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Podcasts. My name is Tim Spies, and I'm a follower of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. What do I mean by the real historical Joshua of Nazareth? Well, unfortunately, Christians have created many Jesuses to serve their religion and to tell them what they want to hear. In contrast, I do my level best to listen to, practice, and repeat the teachings and truths of the real historical Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, as his words can be found in the four books known as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The purpose of the Peaceful Revolution is to change people's lives and thus bring about peaceful revolutions. To bring them, to bring you, dear listener, out of the darkness of not knowing what is ultimately true about your life and out of lovelessness and into light of ultimate truth and of true love. To help you escape the self-made cage of fear, self-pride, and selfishness and enter a new life of truth and of beautiful and meaningful purpose. Something much greater than living for money and material security and entertainment, which is probably what you're doing now. This message will explain what to be born from above or to be born again is. So let's look at Joshua's relevant teaching there. We'll go to John chapter 3. He says this, or the passage says this, quote, "Now there was a man of the religious leaders named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Joshua by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, and for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Joshua answered and said to him, 'Truly I say to you, unless one is born from above, or again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?' And Joshua answered, 'Truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born from above.'" Unquote. So here a man approaches Joshua, probably a prominent religious and political leader named Nicodemus, approaches Joshua and acknowledges Joshua's work and his miracles that he's been doing. And Joshua turns around and says to him, "Listen, you've got to be born from above to see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus was all confused about that and was confused between the spiritual or the physical. And, you know, Joshua said, "Listen, you know, you have to be born both the natural birth, which is born of water. Of course, when a baby is being born, the water breaks. It's a common experience with all people of all time and all cultures." So Joshua referred to it. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So he makes this simple contrast between the natural birth, which is the birth of the water, birth of the flesh, and then there is the supernatural birth or the spiritual birth. And Joshua said to this man, "You must be born from above in order to see and enter the kingdom of God." So, dear listener, that has pretty severe ramifications to it. Unless I am born from above, I'm not going to be able to see or enter the kingdom of God. And of course, that's the kingdom of Joshua and his father. So, you know, that's a very important saying. And unfortunately, most people are not born from above or born again. Most Christians have never had that experience. They're just going by traditions and things in their head that they're taught and doctrines and things. But it's a real important life-changing experience. When you meet the light of the world and you see the darkness that you're in, you will cry out to him and you will be born from above. What happens is when we enter adulthood as natural human beings, our spirit dies as we adopt what this world says is true and meaningful, which is, of course, money and power and entertainment and pleasure and selfishness. So as teenagers, we adopt that worldview. We turn away from whatever truth we might have heard about our Heavenly Father. And so our spirit dies at that point. So our spirit has to be made again. It has to be born. It has to be born again, is what Joshua says, born from above. Our spirit has to be made alive. And that's what happens. And that's a radical thing. Our lives change when we're born from above. We're going in one direction, which is following all the world and what the world says is good and valuable and cool and interesting. And we change and go the opposite way. And we start listening to Joshua and the things that he values, namely people, helping people, love and truth. So that's a real important experience. And again, sadly, most people haven't been born from above. Even the many Christians walking around saying, "I'm born from above," you know, we can say it. But if our life isn't different, if we haven't had a major change in the direction of our life when we claim to have been born from above, from a life of chasing after what the world values to a life of following Joshua and turning away from what the world values, then we're not actually born from above. Another saying he says shortly after John 3 is in John 5. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. So that's another perspective of that born from above experience, when we go from death to life, into eternal life. In fact, when we transfer our faith from ourselves and money and power and careers and all the other things we put our faith in, and we transfer our faith out of those things and we put them into Joshua, at that point we enter into eternal life. That's when we're born from above. The Gospel of Matthew records the first saying of Jesus essentially as, quote, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, unquote. And repentance is a big part of the born from above experience. Repentance is a word that people make fun of because it has a lot of religious connotation to it, but a synonym would be deep remorse. So what happens is we hear Joshua's words or truths and we see ourselves as really guilty. We should see ourselves as self-condemned, meaning I have not listened to Joshua. I have ignored my Heavenly Father. I have ignored Joshua of Nazareth in truth, even though I might have been an active Christian doing all the rituals and all the other social stuff. But I see that I'm self-condemned. I see that I'm guilty, and I need to cry out to basically be saved from myself. Not from God, but from myself. And so that's what happens. And he then makes our spirit alive. As we place our faith in him, the Father's Spirit touches us, makes our spirit alive, and we're born from above, and we become a new person, and our life changes. That's the mark of someone who has the born from above experience, dear listener. Our life will take drastic changes. So if that hasn't happened to you as an adult, then you probably haven't been born from above. Finally, he says this, quote, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So if we haven't been born from above, and thereby we're not following Joshua by listening to him, then we'll continue to walk in darkness, even if we're Christians and we're other religious people who say we believe in God. All those words don't matter. What matters is my life. What matters is how I live my life. What matters is, am I actually practicing love with other people who will love me back, like other disciples? Will I reach out and will I try to love my neighbor? This is what matters. And unfortunately, as I said, Christians are not doing these things. Christianity has become a social club. It's been that way for probably quite some time, but it's getting worse and worse. And so I urge the listeners to please listen to Joshua. Please say that, you know, please understand he says we need to be born from above. And that has nothing to do with religion. That's a spiritual experience that starts with me seeing my need for my Heavenly Father and how I have ignored him and rejected the light of the world. So thank you for listening to this message. Please visit our website and our YouTube channel, which can be found on the website. If you search your heart and find you would like to be part of the Peaceful Revolution, please give me a call so we can talk. My number is area code 417-399-5542. The light's peace to you.